This year, both Easter and the International Transgender Day of Visibility took place on the same day. An Abbotsford anti-hate group marked the occasion by hosting a public, family-friendly Easter egg hunt to celebrate. On a sunny Easter Sunday in Abbotsford's Jubilee Park, children and parents were invited to look for eggs and treats around the park, drink free hot chocolate, or press together their own decorative button. The free festivities were organized by members of No Space for Hate Abbotsford, the city's chapter of an unofficial movement dedicated to solidarity with the 2SLGBTQIA+ community and in opposition of far-right groups active across the country. One of the organizers, Lydia Luna, helped explain how the event came to be.
We are a group of people who are banded together in order to kind of create awareness about the trans, the 2SLGBTQIA+ community as kind of an inclusive matter and get more people, specifically in the Abbotsford area, to just become more aware of who we are and kind of have a positive response. So the Transgender Day of Visibility coincidentally fell on Easter Sunday, so we decided to get everybody together, hold an Easter egg hunt, and we just draw people out. We've got a button making station, some art setups. Easter egg hunt was over in about 10 minutes and went over like lickety-split. That was a rapid fire thing.
Piper Fletcher is the founder of No Space for Hate Abbotsford. She opened the hunt with a speech to the crowd of attendees and said the event was a success for a number of reasons.
The speech was mostly just kind of putting forward the idea that not just is this an Easter event, but it is Trans Day of Visibility today. And so to recognize that we want to kind of grow not just a better sense with the community in general, but also push forward that, you know, it's okay to be equitable to everyone, and diversity and inclusion is important within our community, especially within Abbotsford with the growing rhetoric that has been existing the past couple of months, years almost. It seemed to go well. The speech got an applause. Everyone was excited. The kids took the playground almost immediately and then moved over to the adult hunt, and so it just got taken over. It seemed to go extremely well. It's good to be getting, you know, a better sense with that community who seems to be taking it very well.
Fletcher said one hate group noted the event in an online forum, but no one arrived to protest. She said, however, local protests were the inspiration for the event and No Space for Hate Abbotsford in the first place. SOGI123 is a 2019 initiative by BC government to implement policies and provide teaching resources to help make schools more inclusive environments for people of all sexual orientations and gender identities. Fletcher and her partner formed No Space for Hate Abbotsford last year when anti-SOGI protests carried on for weeks in the Lower Mainland.
We started No Space for Hate Abbotsford to the first time around combat one of their larger protests that had happened in September. They had had the 1 Million March for Children protest on September 20th. And so we, you know, put out some Reddit posts, put out some Facebook posts, and got a lot of people coming. And then, you know, after doing that, both me and my partner went, it might be a good idea to actually set up a community for this kind of both counter-protest work and in general, because it seems to be really needed right now, especially in Abbotsford.
She said Abbotsford has risen to the cause of No Space for Hate. The group has received support from local unions, the BC Flying Squad, and community members. Crystal Wiltshire is one such community member. While she and her daughter arrived too late to hunt for eggs, she said she was happy to be a part of the day's activities.
I'm new to Abbotsford. I learned of this event online through Facebook. I'm happy to be here today because I think kids should just be themselves. It spreads awareness. And if I could donate to this event, I'll be happy to do so. And I look forward to next year. It's a beautiful day, sunny and nice. The kids are out playing. What more could we ask for?
Did you have a good time?
Fletcher said Wiltshire and others in Abbotsford have more events to look forward to.
We've run a couple of counter protests to combat the Stop SOGI, various different protests. We're hopefully going to be planning more community events like this so that we can not just grow, but also be able to foster a better environment so that people know that we're here and we're not just here to complain.
Details for those events, she added, can be found at NSFH Abbotsford across social media. Even though the International Trans Day of Visibility and the holiday don't coincide next year, Fletcher said she may just run an Easter egg hunt again.
For Civil Radio, I'm Charles Brockman. This story was made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. For this story and more like it, please visit frequencynews.ca.